Alright, so let's just take a deep breath. Just begin with a nice deep breath, knowing that right now inside of you, you have infinite information. You have a genius mind. You have vast wealth of knowledge from all the books you've read, from all the experiences you've had, from all the countless experiences through many lives. You are a very deep being and you've had many experiences. So we're just going to relax the body, get ready so that you can allow your book to emerge from within you. So just breathing softly and gently. Imagine waves of peace and relaxation flowing over you. And just realize that you effortlessly and easily are going to allow this to happen, this process of just allowing with so much ease and grace the words to appear on the page for this best-selling book that you are about to write. Realizing that your right brain, your creative genius, is fully activated, constantly and fully and easily activated. Here it is, it's already on now. And all you're going to do is just allow that information that appears to you to go onto the page. So the first question, I'm going to give you 1 minute. 1 minute to write down the title of your book, whatever your working title is, and an overview of the book. So you're going to have 1 minute to write down the title of the book and an overview of the book. So we've got 1 minute starting now. Writing down the title and an overview of what the book's about. And not allowing the left brain to get in the way of your creative genius. Simply allow that right hemisphere of the brain, that subconscious mind, to function at its highest potential. Trust in yourself. Trust in your genius. Just allow this to emerge with ease and grace. Your brain can pick up information and patterns from all over the place and put them together and just put it down on the page. It's super simple. Okay, good. Well done. Now we're going to move on and we're going to focus on the 12 subjects or topics in your book, the main subjects that are going to go into your book. So you're going to be discussing various things in your book. You don't have to worry about editing or doing any of the details. You're just going to write down 12 subjects, 12 topics, 12 big picture ideas that you're going to be talking about, focusing on in your book. Simply write them down. You have 3 minutes to write down these 12 subjects that are going to go into your book. Starting now, go. Just writing down the main points that are going to be in your book. writing down whatever comes to mind of the things, the subjects, the topics that you want to discuss in your book. Allowing whatever is emerging, just write it down, write it down, write it down. Good question, just write it down. You've got 1 minute. Just write down whatever comes to mind. Remember, hundreds of people have used this process to do even more than this in this short amount of time. So this is completely doable. Seconds. Just wrapping up now. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Okay, great. Well done. Now we're going to go into a little editing phase. What we're going to do is satisfy your left brain for a moment. We're going to give you 2 minutes to reorder your 12 subjects into the chronological order that they would naturally appear in your book. So just think, when you go through the book from beginning to end, what would be the natural order for them to go through? I'm going to give you 2 minutes to reorder them, so you can just move them around, so the first one's at the top, next, all the way down to the end. What's the chronological order that you would have them in your book? So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to reorder the 12 subjects. Starting now, you have 2 minutes. You have 1 minute. And your genius mind knows the order that they need to go in. Just trusting, just moving them around. Deeper part of you knows exactly what order they need to go in. And you have 30 seconds. Getting ready to finish. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Fantastic, well done. You've got your main subjects. Now what we're going to do is we're going to break each of those subjects down into 4 topics. So each subject will have 4 topics that are talking about that subject. So for example, you have subject 1, topic A, B, C, and D. Topic 2, A, B, C, and D, and so on. So you're going to write down the 4 topics that go underneath that main subject. So you're going to have 12. You've got your subjects, you're just going to write A, B, C, D, and fill in those 4 topics. So you have 7 minutes to do this, starting now. And just trust in your genius mind, your right hemisphere of the brain that knows what those topics are, and just write them down as they come to you. If you're talking about that particular subject, what other topics related to it do you want to talk about? So just write it all down, A, B, C, and D. Another way of looking at it is the 4 elements, or the 4 components, or pieces, or parts of that subject. So whatever goes with that subject, write it down. You have 6 minutes. Just trusting in your higher awareness, trusting in the fact that you've read and learnt so many things. You know what's going to go in this book. Your deeper mind knows absolutely. You have 5 minutes. Just enjoying the process, just letting a genius mind to pour out onto the page. And you have 3 minutes, plenty of time. People have done 3 book outlines in the same time as you're doing one, by the way, so it's an absolutely doable process. Just letting whatever comes out to appear, just keep writing. Get all those topics or elements down. It's going to make your life easy. It's fun to do now and it's a beautiful experience for you. So just keep writing them down. You have 2 minutes to finish this up. And we're nearly there now. You have 1 minute left to finish this up. Got 30 seconds left. Just wrapping up, finishing anything. All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Fantastic. So now you have your 4 topics or parts for your 12 subjects. And we're going to move into the final phase of this process. It's an editing phase. What we're going to do is we're going to reorder those 4 topics into the chronological order that they would naturally appear in your book. So for example, if looking at your 4 A, B, C, and D, let's say that C should be A and B should be D, then just flip them round so they're in the right order. Some of them will already be in the right order, A, B, C, D, but some, maybe D is A, maybe C is D, so you just rearrange them so that you end up with the chronological order that those topics would naturally appear in your book. So I'm going to give you 3 minutes to reorder your topics into the chronological order they naturally appear in your book. So you have 3 minutes to do this, starting now. And your genius mind knows the best order for them, so you're just naturally flowing with that genius, with that energy. We're halfway there. We have 1.5 minutes left. Just trusting in your genius mind to know the right order for everything. We have 1 minute left. You have 30 seconds. Just finishing up. Five, four, three, two, one, and stop. Congratulations. So this is fantastic. You know, you've got your outline for your book. You now know how you can get your voice out there in the world, help people, share your message, make a difference. You've got a absolute clarity right there. This is going to be so easy for you to finish this off and make it happen. So just realize that in 23 minutes, I just checked the time, you have got an outline for your best-selling book. That's fantastic. So what this means for you is that it's going to be extremely easy for you to bring this to life now. It's literally just moments away from being finished. This is the big part has been done. You've already done the heavy lifting has now happened, and the rest of it is just, you know, play. You know, this is the main stuff is already done. So have a look at your outline, just enjoy that. Look at what you've created, isn't that wonderful? It's always fun to see what we come up with. Maybe there's some things in there that you hadn't expected. Maybe there's some things in there that you did expect. All sorts of things. So you can, of course, go in and, you know, mess around with this if you need to. But most of the time, that's pretty much there. And all you're going to need to do now is put those things into... I recommend using Scrivener. And you just set them up, you know, one topic at a time, and you just go through it and write about whatever topic you want. You can even write them out of order if you want. You know, sometimes once you have the order there, you can actually write about them out of sequence if you feel like it. So the main thing is you've got your structure down, and you therefore have everything you need just to sit down and get cracking with it. So congratulations, this is such a big deal, big shift. You know, I think it's like having a vision that you're now bringing to life. You know, it's no longer just in your head as an idea, it's now very close to completion. It's like laying the foundation in a house that you're about to build. You know, this is like the foundation, it's like putting the cement in, you've dug the big hole, you've put in the cement, and you're putting down the framework of the house. So this is good news. So what we're going to do is take a little break. I want you to stretch, appreciate yourself, give thanks to your genius mind, because your genius mind is going to write the rest of your book. And we're going to come back and talk more about the actual writing of the book. So let's take a little break. And I'll be here for you when you get back in a few minutes.